My name is Andy, and I noticed some of you got the memo about sport theme. Ollie particularly, nice shirt.
And Chantel.
Whoa! So we're doing a bit of a sport theme this morning, so we're going to watch a little video just to kick us off. Stand, shall we? We're going to do a few warm-up exercises before we have some worship. Come on, stand up. Please stand up. If you can. So, this is just to help us. If you want to raise your hands, just put your hands in the air just to stretch up for later. Come on. So, when you want to put your hands in the air later, you know you're going to pull a muscle in your shoulders. Try and touch your toes. Yeah, no. Bring your toes up the air. Like that. You can't cheat. Okay, Andy.
Okay, we're going to sing some praise songs now. Feel free to stay standing. There's room to dance if you want. And we're going to sing some praise songs to our God.
I want to scream it out from every
Thanks, Andy. Morning. The soundtrack to my early life was Radio 4, because Radio 4 was my mum's favourite radio station. So it was always on. She was an avid listener of Radio 4. And to be honest, I found it really, really boring. It was the most boring radio station ever. But over the last 30 or 40 years, Radio 4 has actually got a lot better, because it's now my favourite radio station as well. And one of my favourite programmes is Desert Island Discs, and I don't know whether you've listened to Desert Island Discs, but a person's interviewed, and they're asked, one of the things they're asked is, if they could choose one item, a luxury item, to take to a desert island with them, what would it be? And they come up with lots of different ideas, but I've always known what my item would be, because it would be a ball. I would always take a ball with me, because a ball has been a central part of my life. I grew up playing all sorts of sports with a ball. I played basketball, played cricket, played football, I played golf now. I played, when I was growing up, I played Crown Green bowling and snooker as well. So a ball's always been really important to my life. And I think it's no wonder that we've got an instinct for a ball, because when God created the planets, he created them round. So he created them in the shape of a ball. And we live always with a ball beneath our feet. So it's no wonder that a ball has such a strong impact on us as human beings. And a ball is the way I worship God most deeply. My deepest moments of worship come when I'm on a football pitch or on a golf course. I used to help out Andy Avery at Crossway Colts on a Saturday morning. And one of the first things I'd do when I'd arrive there on a Saturday morning, cold, wet Saturday morning, was just bend down and feel the grass and smell the grass and thank God, because it was just a beautiful moment. My soul would sing, and it often does on a sports field. And, you know, one of my favorite films is a golf film. It's called The Legend of Bagger Vance. And there's a line in that film, and I think it's a fantastic line. It says, the narrator says, God is happiest when his children are at play. God is happiest when his children are at play. And I can identify that with that, because as a father, when my children were young, I loved to see them play together. It gave me a great deal of satisfaction. And even though they're 16 and 20 now, occasionally they play together and play nicely. And it still makes my heart sing, really, to see them play together. So this morning we're going to make God happy by starting off with playing. And we're going to worship God with a ball. So I've got, Sue's asked for a few volunteers. So if those volunteers could come up for me now, please. Just, they've already been asked, so they know who they are. So Okay. And we've... Where's Mark? Oh, there he is. Yeah. Wondered whether he was ever going to come up. Okay. So, one of these people is a world-ranked sports person. Has anyone got any ideas who might be the world-ranked sports person? It's Mark. Mark's a world-ranked sports person. You might not have known that, but he's a... he's a world-ranked croquet player, Marcus. So if croquet was a professional sport, then he'd be making his living from it. But unfortunately, it's not. So we're going to give everyone a ball. So if you grab a ball, so help yourself to a ball. Okay. So brilliant. So what we're going to do, you need to spread out a little bit. So spread out along the front there. So we're going to do a little, sorry, I'll come in the middle, and we're going to do a little warm-up to begin with, okay? So just to get used to the feel of the ball before we start doing something competitive. So all I want you to do is quite simply pass it around like that. Pass it around your body like that. If you can't do that, then you're in trouble, because it's going to get a lot harder. So brilliant. And then go the other way. Pass it back around the other way.
Okay, we're going to move on with the next part of our morning together. So, without any further ado, I'm going to hand over to Andy.
Thank you. If we can have a PowerPoint up, please, Ali. I wonder how you're doing. I wonder how's life for you. Maybe life's really good. Maybe life's a bit in the middle. Maybe life's a bit hard at the minute. I often think, like Mark, that sport plays a big part in my life. And often, like Mark, I find a good way for me to connect with God is through sport. So it made me think a bit when we're thinking about today, about kicking off, about sport, about how we're doing, where we're up to. 2 weeks of 2018's gone already. How scary is that? Someone put a thing on Facebook yesterday. It's less than 300 shopping days till Christmas. And it's like, go away! So I wonder how you love it. And like I say, it got me thinking a lot about sport. This stadium, the Principality Stadium, it used to be known as the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff. It's a shame Nigel John's not here because I know he loves this place. I've been there for one rugby match. I went to see New Zealand in the Rugby World Cup. It was great. And then last summer, I was on the outside of the stadium. I wasn't meant to be staying the night in Cardiff. I was there the next day. I was meant to be staying with a friend, but unfortunately her husband fell and cracked his skull, but he's all right now. But anyway, so I had to spend the night in Cardiff. And actually it was quite good in that it was the day of the Champions League final. Real Madrid against Juventus. It was hard for me to try and find a bed at the youth hostel, but the place was full of Spanish and Italian people, and I walked into the city centre, I walked near the stadium. It wasn't like that. It was jam-packed with people. There were fans all over the place, all the bars, all the chip shops. Everyone was having such a good time. And as a football fan, it was partly nice for me to be there. They had a football cage as well, like Paul it's got with Street Works, things like that. There was stuff all over the city, but also I felt a bit of an outsider. I'm not a Real Madrid fan. I'm not a Juventus fan. I'm a football fan. I love the festival of football that was going on, but I was very much an outsider. I was very much, I don't quite fit in here. Yes, I can observe from the outside. I haven't got a ticket for the game. I couldn't do it. And it felt slightly odd. I enjoyed being there. I enjoyed spending time with the people on the outside, but I was nothing to do with what was going on inside. And sometimes in our life, we might feel like a bit like that with faith. We might think that, yeah, God's really great. There's people inside that stadium having a real good time. Like, their life's good, but my life isn't that good. I don't really feel connected to them. I haven't really got that strong connection. Or maybe you feel like you're inside the stadium. I love going to the Velodrome. I love going up to Manchester, watching the cycling. It's brilliant fun. Has anyone ever here been to the Velodrome to watch some cycling? And you've been once. Did you ride around it as well? Fantastic. Was it scary riding around, Anna? Because it's quite steep, isn't it? The track, you never know until you're there. The banks of the track are almost that steep. And you actually have to keep going fast to stay up, otherwise you fall off. But I love watching the cycling. It's an amazing afternoon or evening of sport because the races come one after the other. You get virtually no break. There's loads of races. And as a spectator, it's really exciting, especially if you're near the finish line. You're there, watch them, you see them coming around the final bend, sprinting to win that prize. And it's great watching them. I've never actually ridden around like Anna, though. I'm not big on cycling. My balance is rubbish because I've got a turn of my eye. If I tried going around, I'd fall off. I love watching cycling, but I'm not as good as joining in. And maybe in your life, you know there's Christians about you who seem to be going for it. And you're thinking, yeah, that's nice. I can see it's good for them. But maybe I'm not quite ready to join in. I've been to the velodrome lots of times, but I've never had the guts, like Anna, to actually try it. Maybe I should do one time. I don't know. The idea of it is quite interesting. When you see the big crashes and you see them sliding across the floor with splinters all over themselves, you're thinking, ooh, maybe I don't want to try that. I'm obviously not as brave as Anna. Or maybe something's gone wrong. Any football fans here might remember the World Cup. I think it was 2006. Zinedine Zidane in the white. The best player in the world. It was his last game. The World Cup final. And he got a bit annoyed with something one of the Italians had said to him. And he got the red card. He got sent off in disgrace. It was meant to be his swan song. The idea was that France would win. He'd lift the trophy, the glittering end to a wonderful career. And it all went horribly wrong. I remember the shock. And the commentators, when they realized what happened, they'd headbutted someone, he got sent off, he had to walk down the tunnel past the trophy. It was really sad. And maybe, sometimes you feel a bit like that. Maybe something's gone wrong, or you've done something, and you think, how can God love me? Surely, he's going to give me the red card. I've let him down. I've not met up to the standards. I've done something, because I got so angry or so annoyed, and I've done something. And it just feels like God said, go away. But the thing is, the Bible says God will never give us the red card like that. Yes, we all make mistakes. Hopefully we don't go around headbutting people in the chests. Don't think I've ever done that one to anyone. But there are times when we all make mistakes. And maybe you feel that actually God said, go away. But actually, that's a lie. God's never going to give us the red card, send us down the tunnel and say, I don't want to see you anymore. He may say, okay, you've made a mistake. But when we say sorry, we know the Bible says that he will forgive us. Maybe you feel injured. Maybe life's really, really tough and you feel, actually, I can't do this anymore. I've got injured. Something's gone wrong. I've had plenty of injuries in my sporting career. Playing football. I've got a permanently weak right ankle because I've done it twice. The first time I sprained it, it was really lovely. The doctor at Casualty would say, you're going to wish you broke it. If you'd broken it, it would have healed properly. But because you'd sprained it so badly, it might never heal fully. And sure enough, I went through 6 months of treatment, got straight back on the football field, and it went again. And to these days, in the few times I do play football, or even if I'm going mountain walking, I have to do lots of physio exercises just to try and strengthen it. Because there are times where you just feel bashed. I'm sure Mark's had injuries as well. Ugo at the minute is limping around a little bit, having played 90 minutes yesterday. Especially as you grow a bit older, you get a few injuries. And sometimes you maybe think, I can't do this. I'm trying to live as a Christian, but something's got me down. I can't do it. And maybe you've been injured. You've been battered. You think, I'm almost ready to take that step back. But you're on the subs bench. You're there watching other people thinking, waiting for your chance to maybe try again because life's got you down a bit and you're not quite ready. But the great news is, even if you get bashed down, God doesn't say, right, that's it. You're injured. He's like the best physio, the best doctor we can have. He's going to pick you up. He's going to heal you. He's going to get you ready for that time when you can rejoin the action. Maybe you're someone like N'Golo Kante, Chelsea player, who is probably recognised in the Premiership at the minute as the best defensive midfielder. He's not one of the ones who goes forward and scores many goals. He's the one who's there to defend attack after attack. It feels like he's in a constant battle. As soon as Chelsea lose possession, it's like he's going to be there, ready to take on the other team. Yes, life is always a battle for him. I'm sure he really loves it when life is good, when he's not defending. And you can have a big smile on his face. But a lot of the time, he feels like he's under attack. He actually loves that. And the Bible says there's going to be times when we're under attack. When we're under attack from the devil, things that are going on. But the great thing is, like he knows, when he's under attack, it's not just him on the pitch. He's got other people around him. And the Bible says that when we're under attack, we've got friends we can go to. I was chatting with someone just at the coffee break then, and they were saying how much they love the fact that their daughter, when she has things stressful, before school, we'll pray with a friend. Fantastic. I love the fact that we've got people there to help us. If we do feel under attack, it's not the end of the world. And we know ultimately, even if our friends aren't around, we can talk to God. And actually, it's going to make life a lot better, knowing that we're not on our own. Or finally, this was my favorite picture from sport last year. Anyone know who this is? Ooh. Shame Jim Harrison isn't here. You know, this is Anya Shrubsole, who was England's star in the World Cup final of cricket. When England won the Cricket World Cup for the first time last year, it looked like they were going to lose against India. And then Anya Shrubsole took four quick wickets, turned the match completely, and I just love the joy on her face. She made the shortlist for Sports Personality of the Year, which was great to see that, and she was so excited. And maybe in life, you feel like her. Life is brilliant. It's fantastic. Ugo, is it a good feeling when you score a goal? It's like the best, isn't it? It's amazing. And maybe in your Christian life at the minute, life is brilliant, fantastic. But it doesn't matter where we are in our Christian life, whether we're on the outside of it, like we're on the outside of a stadium looking in, whether we're in there watching other people thinking, I wish I could be like that, whether we're a bit injured, we feel like we've been bashed down too many times, whether we've done something wrong and we think God hates us, whether we've been injured, whether we're in a battle, or whether life's great. The best thing for me is that whatever happens, wherever we are, God meets us where we are. He doesn't wait till we're celebrating and say, yeah, that's great, well done, you're living a good life, I'm pleased with you, I don't care about everybody else. Wherever we are, whatever happens in 2018, I don't know all of you guys that well. I know some of you quite well. There's some who I very rarely speak to. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I do know no matter where you are in your life, no matter where you are in your Christian life, God is there alongside you. God is there. He's your biggest supporter. I love being a sports fan. I love going along to sports events. I'm excited that I'm going to go and see my team next Saturday. It's going to be great. But for me, it's even more exciting to know that God is there as my biggest fan. That no matter where I am, if things are hard, he doesn't say go away. If I make mistakes, he doesn't say get lost. He's always there with me. And I think that's a great message to take into 2018. No matter what happens, no matter whether things are great or not, we know that God is always there with us. Andy.
So we're going to just pray together for a few minutes. So if we can just put another slide up, Ali, that'd be helpful.